Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with your weekly Commissioner's Report. And then it was November. Where in the world did the time go? We are quickly approaching the holiday season. Thanksgiving's around the corner. Christmas commercials have been on TV for the last 2 weeks. There's radio stations playing Christmas music 24/7. Gosh, I wish we could get through Thanksgiving first. Anyway, you get my drift. We are in that season. So, certainly looking forward to all that that brings with the family gatherings and the chance to catch up with all those. And first off, the Thanksgiving time to be thankful for everything that we have here. And let me touch on that as the first out-of-the-gate issue this morning, and that's being thankful. We recently celebrated Veterans Day. As I said at many of the places that I attended, you know, Veterans Day, while it is certainly admirable to be able to celebrate it one day a year, whenever you see a veteran, you should always say thank you. I don't care what day it is. They are the reason that we're able to say thank you and do the things that we do here. So Carroll County really comes out with Veterans Day. All of the schools had various ceremonies. And when I say all the schools, I almost mean just about every school. Good grief, it started with the high schools and then went to the middle schools, and now the elementary schools are doing things. And even if it's just as an event where your invited family members come and enjoy lunch with elementary school children or middle school kids, what a great, great way to say thank you. And oh, by the way, while all that's going on, our kids are actually learning about history. What a great thing. A history which apparently is under attack each and every day with the knuckleheads that want to continue to have history erased with a lot of the monuments and things like that. But I'm not going to get into that realm today. But I will say that Veterans Day is very, very well celebrated here in Carroll County. So all of our senior centers had some event. As I said, the school system had it. And then one of the events that I attended with two of my colleagues, by the way, who are veterans, and I'll stop here and thank them for their service, and that's Commissioner Dick Weaver and Commissioner Ed Rothstein, both who served. I want to personally thank them. But I attended an event with both of them at the Westminster American Legion. It's a lunch to recognize those who serve, not only in military, but those in public safety as well. They sort of focus on law enforcement when they do this, but many, many, many awards were given out at this luncheon, and I got to say that the three of us were surprised when the Veteran Friendly Employer of the Year Award came up, and Carroll County was the recipient of that. And that goes to show just how it all comes about when we talk about our veteran services here. So this award goes to an employer who goes above and beyond the scope of business to assist veterans, support veteran causes, or actively employs and supports veterans. And we are the number one county in the state of Maryland in providing veterans resources to those in need. You know, from our shuttle that gives free transportation for those who need that, back and forth to the various medical facilities, to just a phone call or assist with paperwork or what have you. Carroll County does a tremendous job. And while we receive the award, we, as the commissioners, it goes without saying that we certainly do appreciate the staff that we have that makes this happen. So our Bureau of Aging has a tremendous staff over there, certainly led by our Director of Citizen Services, and that's Christine Kay, Bureau Chief of Aging, Celine Steckel, and, you know, all of her folks, Gina Valentine, and the list goes on and on. I'd miss somebody if I continue to go, but just know that we are here for all of the veterans. If you need help, or if you haven't reached out to us just to register, please do so. And the Bureau of Aging can be contacted by dialing 410-386-3800 or go to the Carroll County website. Go to Aging and Disabilities area. You'll get to the right place that you need to be. So, bottom line, congratulations to all of those who are responsible for us getting that award. And certainly, thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the veterans across this great country. We also, this week in session, recognized a gentleman who has been working for the Maryland State Highway Administration for 30 years. He has been in various roles, but he is retiring as the Maryland State Highway Administration District 7 engineer, Mr. John Concannon. John has served as district engineer for District 7, which covers Frederick, Carroll, and Howard counties. He began his career as a transportation engineer in the Office of Traffic and Safety within the Traffic Engineering Design Division. In 1995, he became Assistant District Engineer of Traffic for District 7, which is responsible for establishing a multitude of traffic designs and operational improvements. Then he was the engineer for many years here in Carroll. So he has done some amazing things behind the scenes to ensure that our highway safety continues to be where it needs to be. Most recently, I will say for those that travel around our great county and for those that are in the Westminster area, that the dualization of Route 97 out by the air park, while it's not all the way from 140 to where it needs to be, the two lanes and the various traffic devices that were added have been a big help in moving traffic out there. So we'd like to thank him for that. I know in my district we're realizing a couple other projects that will be up and coming. The intersections of Tyrone Road and 140 will soon be illuminated with overhead lighting, which will be a big advantage there because it's a very dark intersection. And right now, the project is underway to include a right-hand turn lane as you're moving northwest at the intersection of Mayberry and 140 as well. So Mayberry and Tyrone Road intersections will be enhanced here shortly. So that's just some of the things that John has been responsible for. So congratulations to John, and congratulations on a very successful career, and we thank you very much for all that you've done in reference to our State Highway Administration. I attended a crisis intervention team graduation last week, which is a group of law enforcement officers that train to de-escalate incidents related to behavioral health. You know, many times when these officers arrive on the scene, it's not about handcuffing and putting in jail, but it's about bringing down the incident so that these folks do not have to go to jail. So we have a very high rate of officers that have been trained, and I want to say congratulations to all, including all of our municipality officers that were trained on receiving that additional training, and that'll be very beneficial moving forward. I also want to say congratulations to Town Administrator Steve Miller from Manchester, who is celebrating 40 years with Manchester. What a great career he's had, and I jokingly said to him last week when I was at the town council meeting, 40 more. So I don't know that he was up for that one, but congratulations to Steve. Quickly talking about Manchester, Manchester will be having a holiday open house on Friday, November the 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. That's the Maryland Area Merchants Association. It'll be at downtown Manchester Main Street at the Volunteer Fire Company. They'll be lighting their tree at 6 p.m. They have a scavenger hunt starting at 6 p.m. as well. So if you get a chance, go over to Manchester on Friday, November the 29th, between 6 and 9, and support one of our great municipalities. So I'm out of time. I could talk more and more about the great things that are going on in Carroll, but I just want to say that we continue to do the best job that we can to make Carroll County the best county in the state. My best to everyone for a fantastic, safe, and happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next time. And until then, this is Commissioner Steve Wance with your weekly Commissioner's Report. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.